Welcome back to the Unraveled podcast. My name is Nina.
And my name is Alina. So I really wanted to talk about, I just had some interesting stories or situations go on this week in regards to what I charge, what other people charge. And I thought it'd be an interesting topic just to talk about knowing your value and knowing how to maybe price yourself, determining what to charge kind of things, whether you're an independent contractor or realtor, like whatever you're doing. So I had someone come to my house. I was thinking about redoing the laundry room and adding in some built-in shelving, just doing a little bit of a project. Mm-hmm. So had someone quote come in. They, in my mind, I'm thinking this project is going to cost me $1,000. This guy comes in, which is a friend of mine, quoted me almost $3,000.
Okay.
And I said, and I just was like, yeah, I'm not interested. I didn't say like that, obviously, but I was like, hey, like I'm not interested at that price. I had, and this person wasn't as experienced either. Like did not have the experience, and was charging that amount. And I just said, hey, like I have no problem with your price, but it's just out of my budget and what, and unwilling. It's out of my budget. It's not what I'm willing to pay for this kind of job. I would do it myself before I pay $3,000. And, he respected that. I respected his price. I also had another situation where I got a quote on a renovation project and it was three times more than what I had estimated it to cost. Mm-hmm. I was able to get it for what I had estimated it to cost because I know what things cost, but this person quoted me three times higher than that. Mm-hmm. Fine. Okay with that. You charge what you want to charge and the consumer will decide if they want to pay it or not. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that these people are not worth what they're charging. Mm-hmm. You can charge whatever you want to charge. Doesn't mean I'm going to pay it. Yeah. And people that find the value in your service will probably pay it. Let me rephrase that. Cause not even that I don't find the value in those services. I'm just not willing to pay a certain amount of money when I can get it done cheaper for certain things. Now, would I have gotten better quality maybe, or better commitment? Sure. If I had used you.
But not always though.
Correct. Not always. Mm-hmm. But I was willing to take the risk and not to get a cheaper price out because I know how to handle
people. Negotiate it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, I even had a situation where I had a friend that actually called me and they were like, hey, can you list my house for this amount of money? But I want it done this way. And I said, no, I can't. I said, me taking that kind of pay, number one, I don't even have the time for, I don't even have the time to do this kind of project. But for me to take, for me to charge, to allow you to pay me less for it, and because I'd be doing you a favor, and but then for you to also, and also want it done in this way, it's not worth my time.
Yeah.
Because it would take me longer to sell it this way and to get less pay. I don't have the time for that. Mm-hmm. And he basically went on this rant to tell me that, you know, he didn't think that he had a realtor that sold him his house a long time ago and it did not go well at all. So in his opinion, he's like, realtors get paid way too much. They're not, they don't have any value. I'm not going to pay someone just to open a door. I said, I'm aware of the situation that you've had before with another realtor and you pay for what you get. Mm-hmm. So, and you also hired him. You probably didn't do the proper vetting. I don't know what happened in that situation, but I said, you can think whatever you want to think, but I know my worth and I'm not willing to take on this project for this amount of money and that amount of time because of the time it's going to take me to sell it because you want it done this way.
Yeah.
And he was like, fine, whatever. And he ended up going to the realtor that he had issues with before because that other realtor would have done it.
Yeah.
And we had a very respectful conversation in regards to it. But I wasn't willing to do it because I know, number one, I don't even have the time to do it. So for me to take it and do it for less than I would normally charge and take in it, be a longer project because you want it done a certain way, just not willing to do that. Mm-mm. He ended up calling me back a few days later saying, hey, I wanted you to do it and I'll do it the way that you want me to do it. I said, okay, cool. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Still ended up not working out because of some other logistics. But, the reality is, and also the reality is value is, what's the quote I told you earlier?
Well, the value, well, it's not the quote you said, but I know what you're trying to say. The value that you add and determining your value and marketing and pricing your value is very important.
Correct.
You know, it's just like, and I've said this countless times, there are 100% things that are overpriced, whether it's a remodeling project, whether it's a realtor. A lot of realtors, I think, are overpaid 100% because they do nothing.
Correct.
They don't.
That's just anyone in general, though.
I mean, this goes across the board. I think a lot of people like to hate on realtors, but this goes for any industry. This could be a restaurant. This could be
a contractor.
Anything.
Agreed.
You know, if there's,
it could be a house that is overpriced.
Exactly. You know, if you are paying, and this is the free market, you know, so you can't be mad if you choose to pay for something and you haven't vetted the company, you haven't vetted the person. That's not their fault. That's your fault.
But correct.
For someone like myself or yourself, you know, we have invested so much time and energy and money in learning and educating ourselves and licensing and just experience over time. And I mean, there's so many things behind the scenes that people don't even realize
right.
that you do for them, or an excellent agent will do for them, that you're 100% worth your money, probably more.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody's used to dealing with a half-hearted agent, or an agent who doesn't do anything or is not knowledgeable or doesn't care, I could understand why they feel that way. But at this stage of our career, we don't have time to take on people
correct.
That don't want to pay you what you charge.
Correct.
And that's okay if they don't want to pay. But then at the same time, I'm not interested in working with you as well.
Correct.
So it kind of goes both ways. And you can't be upset.
Correct. So I found the quote real quick because I think it's so important. The quote was, price is... I'm sorry. I got to look it up again. Okay. It says... price is only an issue if value is absent. Sorry, yeah. I can't remember things like price you can, especially quotes.
Value is absent.
Correct. Mm-hmm. If you're showing your value to someone and what you're worth,
mm-hmm.
And or if they even heard your name and they know how you do business and know you navigate a certain way,
yeah.
then they're not going to question your price
mm-hmm.
because they know that you're committed. They know yeah. what you have to offer them.
And if you go forward into a contract or when you're taking on a new client, if you come from a place of value, you're just adding value, sometimes they'll never even question your price because you're offering so much value and knowledge and skill from the get-go.
That shows it's for itself.
Exactly. And then if you're offering that to somebody and they're still unwilling to pay for that value,
probably not a good fit.
I promise you, just skip it. Just skip it because they will never be happy.
Agreed.
With any agent. Just skip it.
Agreed. And I'm not going to let out. I mean, I can charge whatever I want to charge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very rare that I ever negotiate what I charge unless it's my call.
Mm-hmm.
Like the example I gave before about my client, he didn't tell me that about the him buying a house. I was upstairs, whatever. He didn't ask me to negotiate my commission. I offered that up because I wanted to help them.
Yeah.
And there's been multiple other situations where I've done that, but I'm not going into meeting allowing anyone to negotiate my commission. I feel like I'm worth
mm-hmm.
what I'm worth. And I don't feel like it. I know I'm worth what I worth. Mm-hmm. I work really, really hard. I'm 100% committed. And it shows. And I'm not going to let anyone else tell me any differently. If you want to hire an agent that charges 1%, then by all means, but remember you're going to get mm-hmm. what you paid for.
I break it down for people if they're having a hard time understanding. I say, okay, so nothing is free in this world. Everything costs money.
Mm-hmm.
So the realtor or the brokerage that is able to list your house for 1%,
what are you getting?
They're still having to pay their mortgage or their rent. They still have to pay for food, gas, shelter, you know. So everyone has to make a profit, and they're making a profit too. So where are they cutting? And is that in the marketing of your home? Is that in the customer experience? Can you get them on the phone? Will they answer
in their time,
you?
Yeah.
So it's a give and take, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, technically, I could choose to go through a fast food restaurant. I could go through Taco Bell and get a $7 meal and feel terrible. Mm-hmm. Or I could go grocery shopping and make something at home. Will it cost more time and money? It will.
Sure.
But my body will thank me. My health will thank me. And it's going to be more delicious in the long run. You're going to get a better result. But it's up to the individual if they want to choose that. But I think for you and I'm not interested in taking on a client that's not willing to see the value.
Correct.
Because I put everything into each client. I try to give them the best experience possible. And, you know, it might just be that we're not a good fit. And
that's okay.
I have a list of other agents if they want. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, but like there's certain people.
But like I'm not a discount agent. You know, I'm not going to negotiate my rate with you. Like this is what it is. If you don't want to pay it, that's fine. I'm not upset about it. The same way someone can quote me $50,000 for a model. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to pay it. I'm, in, you know, it's not even an argument. Like mm-hmm. it's, you know, they understand that as well. They're a business. They understand that they're not going to always get every single job that they quote, but they're holding their integrity and their value of service. And I have so much respect for that.
Because then
if you're so quick to discount your services, that's a little concerning to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing too. If someone can't even negotiate their own commission, how will they negotiate the sale of your house?
Correct.
You know, that's just basic. But technically, there's a market across the board. You know, there's people that will buy the last minute plane ticket. There's people that will buy first class. There's people that will stay at the motel. There's people that are going to stay at the five-star, thousands of dollars a night hotel.
Correct.
It really just depends what people want, what type of experience they're willing to invest in.
Correct.
And that's it.
Yeah, based on the results they want. I totally agree. Like, I'll pay for a cheap little flight, but I'm going to stay at the nicest hotel because I care more about the experience at the hotel and where I'm going than I care about the 2-hour flight that I'm going to be on that I'm never going to remember again.
So if you're going to hire a realtor, my best advice is do your due diligence. Look them up online. Look
if you're
going to
hire anyone.
Well, yes. You know, but I don't want to just say, oh, hiring a realtor is a good investment, because that's not exactly true. Hiring the right realtor is the best investment you'll ever make.
Correct.
So
if you, and the, going back to the conversation I had with the friend that wanted me to list his home, he was like, I can do this. And I said, if you can do it, then do it.
Yeah.
I said, there's no need to even have this conversation, because if you literally have the resources, the availability, the time and blah, 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 blah to do it, then by all means do it. Then at that point, you don't need a realtor. I'm not going to push you into getting a realtor if you have the resources and you're able to do it and you want to do it, then by all means, save the money. But if you don't, then that's where I come in.
Yeah. I mean, the other day I had some vehicle problems. I had to go take my vehicle in. It was about $6,000 worth of repair.
Goodness gracious.
Do you think if I knew how to do those repairs, I would have gone and spent $6,000? No.
But not even if you knew, if you had the time to even do
it. Exactly. Time, tools, experience, connections, resources.
Yeah. But you're willing to pay someone else to do it because you don't want to have to do that. You don't want to have to deal with it. And at that point, that service is worth it to you.
Buying back your time.
Correct.
So if there's ever kind of somebody who is arguing with me about the value of a realtor or is trying to negotiate my commission respectfully, no hate towards you. You can do what you want to do, but I'm just not interested. Agreed. And some people say, oh, but you know, some money is better than no money. Well, that's not exactly true. Because if you take on a client that doesn't see your value from the beginning, that is disrespectful, ungrateful, impatient, they're going to ruin your experience with them, and that will affect your other clients as well.
Correct.
So it's better to just cut them off or not even begin to work with them than to take on somebody who they don't really want to hire you. Or I have, in the past, I've known people where they want the result that you can achieve without paying you for it. That's not the way the world works, honey.
This is true. This is true.
I've seen that with other, you know, with builders, where they have people that they want to build a house, and but they don't want to pay the builder. I'm like, then build it yourself. Like, what's going on here? You know, if you go to a bakery, like, oh, I could go to the grocery store and buy these ingredients. You could. And then you have to make it yourself too.
Correct.
So it's like there is a cost for experience and skill over time.
And also being able to save time.
Correct.
Because like the remodel I'm doing right now for my new office, I could probably do 50% of the stuff in there. I could hang drywall. I can tear down walls. Blah, 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 blah. Do I want to do that though? Can I could just go do my regular job and make more money? Well, and to pay for the job that I'm having to do? Absolutely. I don't want to have to get my hands dirty. I may know how to do it, but it doesn't mean I want to do it. So at that point, I'm saving the time and focusing on something that I truly specialize in and going and selling real estate to make money to pay for it. So at that point, I'm saving, by being able to pay someone else for a service, I'm saving time and having to do that.
There's another example. It's a story. There is a house that, now it's still for sale, months and months later.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I saw it on the market the other day.
Well, I don't know if you know this house, but I mean, there's probably many houses like this, but they didn't want to hire me because my commission was too high. So they hired someone whose commission was lower.
Oh, okay. No, different house.
And basically, it sat on the market for months and months and months. They took it off, relisted it. They're doing nothing to market the home. Pictures look terrible. Curb appeal looks terrible. You know how like...
Is this the same client that was didn't want to hire you too because you were a woman?
No, different.
Okay, I thought that was... I saw that one on the market.
Client. Different client. Well, I mean, this person didn't turn out to be a client because they hired somebody else. But when I go into a listing, I'll do a walkthrough. I'll tell them these are some things you should adjust inside the house, move the furniture like this, you know, in staging, because you want to put your best foot forward.
Sure.
None of that was done because they're only charging so little. They're not going to go out there and invest that time because, again, they have to make a profit.
Correct.
So it's not profitable for them to give that full service experience like I would.
100%.
Right? 100%. So sitting on the market, price reduction, price reductions, it's still on the market. And I'm thinking, if they had just hired me, yes, my commission is a bit higher, but they still would have netted more money at the end of the day because we would have gotten it sold within a certain guaranteed time frame. Mm-hmm. But no, they want that lower commission. So sometimes you hire a discount brokerage or agent.
You get to pay for it.
You're going to get that discount experience. You're going to be paying less commission, but your sales price is probably going to be a lot less. It's going to take longer. So what's your net? That's a big thing. I ask people, what do you want to net?
What's the end goal?
Because, yeah, I'm making commission. But if you're netting what you want to net or more, isn't that what you're trying to achieve anyway?
Agreed. And I had the exact same conversation with him. And I was like, well, the friend that I was talking about that wanted me to list her home. And I said, how much do you want to make? He told me. And I said, the amount you're paying commission is you still are netting more money. Yeah. But he couldn't get over the concept of having to pay a real estate agent to open doors because apparently that was all we were worth to him. So again, if you're, what's the extra few grand in paying someone to really get the job done when you're still making more than you even thought you were going to make?
Like if I'm making you $20,000 more and I get $1,500 more.
What's the problem?
I mean, you don't have to make $20,000 more. I mean, respectfully, I don't need your commission. You know, I have other clients that love to work with me and a great business.
Who value your service. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you about my value. No. Especially when you know who I am and you've seen my results, I'm not about to argue with you.
No.
You can have your opinion. That's fine. Don't mind. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I'm not going to judge you for that. I'm not going to be upset about that. But I'm also not going to go back and forth with you on my value. At the end of the day, you can have your opinion. You don't have to pay for my services, but I'm not going to change. I'm not going to change my level of service. I'm not going to change my level of service.
Yeah. Because I'm worth what I'm worth. Call you later.
And he did. Weeks he did later, call me later.
Months later and be like, hey.
Yeah, he called me like a few days later. Yeah. And we had another conversation about it. He was like, I want you to list it. I'll go ahead and do what you said. I said, okay, let's do it. Let's get it done.
Yeah. And hopefully at that point, it's not been on the market for so long that the property's now stigmatized.
Sure.
You know, so, hey, it's a free market. But at the end of the day, if you offer a good product and a good service, you can charge a premium. You can charge your market price because if you can get results, you will always have business.
Correct. I agree.
So,
well,
that's our time for today.
Yeah.
Thank you everyone for listening and for watching. We'll put out a brand new episode every Wednesday. You can follow us on social media and listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts.